This hour of the Howie Car Show podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. If you can't get enough of Howie, you can buy Howie's books, t-shirts, and more. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
The resolution is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
We take no joy in having to move down this road and proceed with the impeachment inquiry, but neither do we shrink from it.
If, after a fair and thorough inquiry, the allegations against President Trump are found to be true, they would represent a profound offense against the Constitution and against the people of this country.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I doubt anybody in this place or anybody that you know comes to Congress to take the oath of office, comes to Congress to impeach the President of the United States.
I am not running for anything except the impeachment of Trump.
On the impeachment of Donald Trump, would you vote yes or no?
I would vote yes. I would vote to impeach.
Because we're
going to
go in there, we're
going to
impeach the motherfucker.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What we're seeing among Democrats on the Intelligence Committee down in the SCIF right now is like a cult.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
The zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Then here's my challenge to Mr. Schiff. You want to be Ken Starr? Be Ken Starr. Come to the Judiciary Committee, be the first witness, and take every question asked of you. Yeah. Starting with your own involvement with the whistleblower.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I was just thinking of that Woody Allen movie where he's questioning himself. You know, he runs around and he sits in the witness box, and then he runs out and questions himself, and then he runs back. Adam Schiff wants to be the judge and the prosecutor at the same time. And then he wants to, and then I guess he also wants to be the defense attorney too, because he objects to any questions he doesn't like and instructs the witness not to answer the questions. It's ridiculous. You know, Victor Davis Hanson in his column, which I may get to if I have time this hour, the earlier column this week was talking about how if Adam Schiff was pulling this stuff as in his old job as a federal prosecutor, he'd lose his ticket. Or at the very least, he'd be suspended or censured. This is ridiculous. So the Democrats have lost their minds. I was just talking to Grace about her upcoming column for the Herald, and we were thinking about possibilities of things she should mention, and the media have lost their minds. I mean, they've lost their minds since November of 2016, obviously, and we're almost to 3 years since that great election victory, but it just keeps getting worse. The Photoshop dog was just the one example of it. The Conan, they went crazy about it. You know, they thought they'd busted Donald Trump. You know, it was like it was the biggest scoop since they found out that he had three scoops of ice cream or two scoops when everybody else had one scoop or two scoops. Remember that one? Yes.
Oh, remember when we thought the Boston Globe cover, the fake cover they did?
Yeah.
That was going to be the low. Boy, we were so naive. We had no idea how far they could fall.
That was when the Globe ran a front page story. Focus section or the review of weekend review section in the Sunday Globe, a fake about what would happen if Donald Trump were elected. Stock market crashes. Oh, that was one of the many great fake news headlines from the Globe. But listen to they went crazy last night. Hunter Biden was mentioned by Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. is going to be on our show next week. He's got a new book out and he's making the rounds. And so last night he was on Fox, and he made what I thought was a really good point, a great observation about Hunter Biden, about who wouldn't like in some way to be Hunter Biden. I mean, you don't want to be cocaine addict, alcoholic, patronizing prostitutes, et cetera, leaving your crack pipe in a rented car. You don't want any of that. But who wouldn't want to just get handed these jobs where you get $1 billion or $1.5 billion from the Chinese and you get to rake off some of it, or a deal in from some country you've never been to, in an industry you've never been involved in, get $50,000 or $83,000 a month. And Donald Trump Jr. just referenced that last night on Sean Hannity's show, Cut 19.
Imagine if that was your name was Hunter Biden. Except Hunter's
name. I wish my name was Hunter Biden. I could go abroad, make millions off of my father's presidency. I'd be a really rich guy. It would be incredible. But because my name is Trump, if I took $1.5 from China, not $1.5 billion like Hunter, but $1.5, their heads would explode. If I took a no-show job for $83,000 a month for a business I knew nothing about, in a language I didn't speak, in a corrupt country like the Ukraine, where my dad says we're going to withhold billions of taxpayer dollars if you don't get rid of the prosecutor investigating me, the media would end themselves, Sean. They'd have an aneurysm. We'd end the fake news media problem. That's the double standard that we're living under right now, and that's the double standard that the American people are sick and tired of.
Guess what, Donald Trump Jr.? The media had an aneurysm anyway. There's a big story in the Daily Beast. How dare he say that he wishes he were Hunter Biden? He's making lots of money. Let me tell the Daily Beast something. I guess it didn't occur to them. Donald Trump Jr. isn't shaking people down. You know, if you don't want to go to the Trump International Hotel in the old post office building in D.C., you don't want to go to one of their golf courses, you don't want to buy one of their condos and their buildings, you don't have to do it. Did Ukraine have a choice about firing that prosecutor? They were going to lose by dad's own account. They were going to lose $1 billion in aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor who was coming after the company that was paying Hunter $50,000 or $83,000 a month. And they're angry at Donald Trump Jr. for pointing out the obvious. I mean, even if Donald Trump Jr. is worth $50 million, I mean, who wouldn't want to just be suddenly be handed $50,000 or $83,000 a month for doing nothing? I'd like him to write me a check, the Chinese to write. When are the Chinese going to write me a check for $1.5 billion that I can, I'll invest it. I'll go to Kevin Frisbee. We'll work it out. I'll cut him in on it. You won't need to drive down from Lewiston every Thursday. You know? I mean, give me a break. 413 says the dog Photoshop pic was the biggest scoop since MLK's bust was removed. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. That was Time Magazine that reported that MLK's bust was removed. Someone was standing in front of the bust in the Oval Office. So this snowflake reporter for Time Magazine, rather than going around the room, and it's not a big room either, instead of going around the room and checking out to see if there was something behind the guy who was standing in front of the bust, he just tweets out, Donald Trump, the evil orange man, has removed the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. And then the guy steps away to get a fresh in his drink or something. And I guess the Time Magazine reporter goes, never mind. Never mind. But they followed it up. The Time Magazine is also the ones who got the big scoop about the fact that Donald Trump gets one more scoop of ice cream than everybody else. 781 says, this is what happens when you lose the midterms. The Russia hoax actually did serve a purpose for them. It got them back the House. You know, you're right. It did. It made suburban women whose 401ks and various other assorted stock portfolios were more flush than they'd ever been before, still vote against Trump because of all the torrent of bad headlines and bad publicity. I don't know what you can do about that, though. People have to pay attention. If anyone who paid attention wasn't convinced by the Russian hoax, because that's exactly what it was. You knew that from day one. 844-500-4242. Henry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Henry.
Howie, so little time, so many things. First, if Schiff ever convicted me of anything, I would have that case thrown out like we did the drug girl in, here in this state. California is a perfect example of socialism not working.
It is.
I mean, yeah, and I'm forest fires natural, just let them burn.
Yeah. Get off the speakerphone, Henry. You got to get off the speakerphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a problem when you're on. Now, okay, go ahead.
What's happening to the Beatles that they were saving now? They're getting toasted. Okay.
They are.
My next question.
They are. And you know, the thing is, in the old day, if they had just had like this forest management program, it wouldn't cost them an arm and a leg. But now they've let the problem get so out of control thanks to these idiotic policies. PG&E, it's in bankruptcy. It can't even afford to clear out the timber anymore. It's just such a problem.
They have fails. How about this, Howie? Tell me what's gone extinct since you were a kid. Just name one animal, not a bug, an animal. Just name one for me, the lions, the tigers.
No.
It's like global warming. I'm sorry.
Henry, every 6 months or so, there's a story. It doesn't get a lot of play, but they discover like three or four different kinds of fish or insects or birds in some remote part of the world that they never knew existed, or in some cases that they thought were extinct. They just hadn't seen any for a while. And now they're back. And you know, nobody, you know, but the, you know, the Audubon clubs and Greenpeace can't raise money off of a quote unquote extinct species coming back. So they don't get nearly as much play as these endangered species. And how about the endangered species that come back and then they try to take them off the endangered list because they're killing like the livestock, these gray wolves out west. And they, you can't take the gray wolves off the endangered species list. Hey, we're going to have to take the sheep, put them on the endangered species list if we can't take the gray wolves off because they're killing them all. All right. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call there, Henry. On average, a burglary happens once every 23 seconds in the U.S. Approximately 2 million. Turning out like Joe Biden, 2 million burglaries are reported every year in the United States. 83% of burglars admitted that they specifically look to see if there's an alarm. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Did you know on average a burglary happens once every 23 seconds in the U.S.? Of course you do. You just heard me talking about it. That's why Simply Safe's video verification technology helps police get to your home up to 3.5 times faster. Get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee at simplysafehowie.com. Simplysafehowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's your favorite Halloween song? The Monster Mash, Thriller, Haunted House by Gene Simmons, I Put a Spell on You, Werewolves of London, or Spooky?
Haunted House by Gene Simmons.
That's coming in at 16% now. 36% say Monster Mash, and 20% say Werewolves of London. Those are the top three.
All right. They're going with the ones that have a good beat, a backbeat. All right. 844-500-4242. And again, this is your last chance tonight to order we have a special going on for the commemoration of the first anniversary of Whitey's murder, Whitey Bulger's murder. This is the book about the trial, conviction, and murder of Whitey Bulger, Rat Man, complete updated edition, and it's autographed. And it's autographed. You can get that. And the Dirty Rats t-shirt. The Dirty Rats t-shirt commemorates our new podcast. And we dropped another podcast today. Please check it out. It's about the St. Patrick's Day breakfast in South Boston. You get the t-shirt and the book, Rat Man. It's a $30 value for just $19.99 to commemorate the first anniversary of Whitey's murder, which was yesterday. We only have 100. Most of them are gone, but we got a handful left. But the sale ends today. So get the deal, the special deal at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. HowieCarshow.com. Click on store, and you can get it right now. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Car Show. So Beto, he's still in the race, believe it or not. He was in Newtown, Connecticut, and he was taken down by a Trump supporter. Cut 20.
We're here to hijack this town and to try and make an issue out of getting guns out of good people's hands that can make a difference. And you know that, Beto.
Okay, we have something for
you. No, this is bullshit. It's about mental health, and it's about the war on boys and masculinity. You're bullshit by being here. Shame on you, Beto. Why do you debate me? Why do you debate me? Go ahead. Urban communities and cities for decades. You Democrats have failed. We don't care about you, sir. That's why we can see the hook. We don't care. I grew up in Newtown. No, you're going to kick out a mother in this community. I grew up here.
That's enough. It's funny, though, that Beto goes on live national TV and swears. Now I'm sure he's shocked that someone would swear back at him. You know, it's Democrats, they can dish it out, but they can't take it.
How dare you?
He's disgraceful. Someone says to me, your girl Tulsi voted for impeachment today. This is 508. She is evil. The hell with being allegedly not guilty. Wake up. I didn't expect her to vote against impeachment. I just like her taking down Hillary Clinton and ending up ahead of Kamala Harris. That's all I'm looking for from him. So let's have a little bit more of John. Let's play Kevin McCarthy. This is the Republican leader in the House talking about what Congress has been doing this year since the Democrats took over. Cut 16.
Those items would resemble the achievements of a productive Congress, a Congress that truly works for the people. But you know what this Congress counts? This Congress records is more subpoenas than laws. That's the legacy. It is not just devoid of solutions for the American people. It is now abusing its power to discredit democracy.
I think passing laws is somewhat overrated as an accomplishment. Sometimes you want to block laws. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But on the other hand, the fact that they've issued more subpoenas than they've passed laws, I think that's a pretty telling statistic nonetheless. 844-500-4242. We'll take a lot of calls in here in this last half hour, and I'll read some more of about Joe Biden and about the corrupt elite in the U.S. I'm Howie Carr. One of the best aspects of ButcherBox is the convenience. A box of 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, and more, shipped free right to your door. It doesn't get any easier. With Thanksgiving right around the corner, things can get stressful if you're hosting. ButcherBox can help. New customers can get a free turkey in their first box. That's right, ButcherBox is making the experience of cooking a Thanksgiving meal even better. Get your turkey delivered to your door instead of dealing with long lines and crowded aisles at your local grocery store. And like their beef, chicken, salmon, pork, and scallops, you know the turkey you'll be serving from ButcherBox was humanely raised, the way it's meant to be, with no added hormones or antibiotics ever. Take some stress out of your holiday season. Sign up at butcherbox.com/Howie and get a free Thanksgiving turkey plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/Howie for a free Thanksgiving turkey plus $20 off your first box. butcherbox.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Alexander Hamilton made it very clear. His concern when they were trying to promote the Constitution was that he didn't want to see impeachment used for political purposes. Yet that's what happened today. He predicted it. And it happened today. It's a sham. It shouldn't have happened. It's a tainted process that Adam Schiff's been conducting, that Nadler might one day conduct. The House deserves better. The people of this country deserve better. We should be tackling real problems.
That was Steve Scalise from Louisiana. Can you imagine if Alexander Hamilton met Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Nancy Pelosi? He'd be on the next boat back to Barbados or wherever the hell he was born, you know? He wouldn't be shot by Aaron Burr. He'd be gone. He'd be running away. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Wally, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Wally.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, we need to impeach Trump, because if we let him continue, this digging up the corruption, and next thing you know, the swamp's going to be drained.
And then who's going to buy season tickets to the Washington Nationals as they defend their World Series championship, Wally? You're absolutely right.
It's got to stop.
Yeah.
We got all these multimillionaires that have got too much to lose.
I know they do. All these people in the deep state. You know the so-called whistleblower has raised $220,000 on his GoFundMe page. $220,000, and I was just reading about him during the break. He's a prep school grad.
That's almost 2 months of work for Hunter Biden. It's more than that. It's 3 months.
He's raised $220,000. He went to prep school in Waterbury, Connecticut. Then he went to Yale and he went to Harvard, which is a nice lead-in to this this column I'm going to read by Victor Davis Hanson about the corruption of the elite. I mean, he has a goatee. He's a GS-13. He's never had a real job. He's a government hack, a registered Democrat, hanging around with the likes of Joe Biden and Brennan. I'm sure he gets them their coffee every morning, or used to. And this is the guy who's going to bring down a president. He just doesn't like the president, so we have to impeach him, right? The Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing in that transcript that anybody can say, and he didn't even hear the original conversation. He lied about what was in the original conversation. But he's the guy whose testimony is going to lead to the impeachment and the removal of a successful president of the United States. It's preposterous. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. They're trying to change the subject from the FISA report, the abuse report that's coming out by the Inspector General, from the indictments by U.S. Attorney John Durham of Connecticut, from the great economy, from the victories in the Mideast. They're trying to deflect all of the triumphs of the Trump years and convince the brain-dead, low-info voters to vote against him. Thanks for the call, Wally. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Howie, anybody with an IQ over 50 knows this is nothing but a smokescreen. But the reason I called you was about this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a lot of us out here that have served the country with honor. But, you know, along with the service with honor comes integrity, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, with military, you know, when it comes to military integrity, let me explain to the people what it is. When there's a serious change in command in a unit, if you don't think you can get along with the new command or you don't agree with the new command, you put in for a transfer, no matter how long you've been with that unit, no matter how many friends you have, because it's not your duty to stay there and undermine the new command. And that's exactly what this guy did. And the more I look into this guy and see all about him, it tells me he's nothing. He was there for eyes and ears.
Right.
For, you know, I haven't got to say much about
how
it is down there.
He's a sleeper.
Yeah, he's a sleeper from Foggy Bottom, where he's a sleeper from.
And his brother's a lawyer in the White House, or was a lawyer in the White House. You know, I mean, what is going on here? Why, you know, again, though, shame on Trump for keeping these people around. They all should have been cleared out immediately. You know, this is the same thing in Boston. This happened to Ed King back in 1979. You know, he got into office. He'd upset the apple cart, knocked out Dukakis. And he just thought these guys were, some of them were on the level, and he kept them around, and they just couldn't, they couldn't stab him in the back enough. And, Trump did the same thing. You know, he brought in Reince Priebus, who, you know, wasn't a bad guy, but he's definitely a rhino type Republican. And, he brought him in as chief of staff because he was trying to make peace with these people. You can't make peace with these people. They want to destroy you. 844-500-4242-508 says these bureaucrats are upset because they think they are in charge of policy, not the elected president. Exactly. That's it. Yeah. The thing that Mike didn't get into, but, you know, if you can't get the transfer, whatever happened to the resignation? You know, people used to resign as a protest. Nobody resigns anymore. They just become snitches. And they run to the Adam Schiffs of the world. Even if there's no crime, you just don't like somebody. You just if they're a Republican, you could just run to the Democrats, and they'll try to frame you. Not just impeach. They'll try to frame you. They'll try to put you in jail. Just ask Mike Flynn, and he's a Democrat. They tried to frame Mike Flynn. They said you can't criticize Vindman. He's a decorated war veteran. He went to West Point. Wait a second. Carter Page went to the U.S. Naval Academy. They tried to frame him. Michael Flynn was a three-star general. They did frame him. Tulsi Gabbard, I know she voted for impeachment today, but they want to run her out of the Democrat Party because she had the nerve to criticize Hillary Clinton. 844-500-4242-781 says, Captain, hurry up home. We want the full-size Market Basket candy bars. See you soon. They aren't full-sized. They're fun-sized, but they're Hershey's fun-size, okay? So they're better than what you were expecting, okay? If you know where I am, I'll be home by like 7:30 or so. I think the youngest kid is still home. If she's not home, Gunnar will give you a Hershey if you come to the door. 844.
Gunnar's left him on the lawn.
Yeah. Janice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Janice. You there, Janice?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that I can't believe the Democrats are trying to get rid of the best president we've ever had in the history of the United States of America.
That's why they want to get rid of him, Janice.
And it's so sad because they live in houses with fences around them. They don't care about us. They work for us, and they don't care about us. The taxpayers pay their payday, and they're trying to get rid of the president that the taxpayers put in office.
I know.
They don't care about us.
Did you hear Victor Davis Hanson earlier today? He's a great writer from California. And he was saying the three top elected officials in the state of California, they're all multimillionaires. And they all live in basically gated communities in San Francisco. They don't have to worry about the homeless and people defecating in front of their sidewalks. Gavin Newsom, the governor, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. They're just they all hate the president of the United States. They blame him for all these horrible social and economic policies that have destroyed their state. And now they want to run him out of office. You're absolutely right. I think the only thing that's the only silver cloud or silver lining in this dark cloud is that most people have figured it out and they're angry. I get the feeling a lot of people seem angrier now than they were a few months ago. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie. I'm a first-time caller. You were talking earlier about why these Republicans are retired. I think they're retired because Obama has something on all of them with the tapping of the phones and stuff that went on in his administration. I mean, everybody has something in their background that could be brought up as something not right. And when you stay in Congress, for as long as these people stay in Congress, 47 years, 43 years, whatever, you know you're going to have stuff in the background. So this is why they retire. They don't want to go through this bull crap. And so we need to put term limits in, and it should be a vote by the people. And we, the people, should insist upon that being on the ballot because we need to speak up and get this straightened out and clean out the swamp totally and keep it from happening again, because we're going to go down the drain. This country, this beautiful country, is being destroyed. And I'm 76 years old, and I'm tired of watching it happen. It's sad. It's very sad.
It is sad. It is sad. We're probably going to, be able to ride it out till the end. But you're right. Our children, grandchildren, where are they going to run to? Where do you go? Ronald Reagan used to say that. If we lose this country, where do we go? There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to run to. Not everybody can go to New Zealand. I'm not even sure New Zealand could survive anyway, if the United States is gone. So, you have to stand and try to preserve our liberties. And it's difficult. It really is. I mean, Mayor, I don't know how much dirt the Dems have on all these Republicans who are retiring, but I mean, think of how much you can get away with if you're a Democrat. I mean, Elijah Cummings, he's lionized now as this, he might as well be the second coming of Martin Luther King Jr. Everybody, his wife was under investigation for all kinds of corrupt dealings. She was running a for-profit corporation at the same time she was running nonprofits, and they were these corporations that had business in front of Cummings' committee were giving her money. Hunter Biden, look at that. How about Beto O'Rourke? I mean, could a Republican survive getting drunk, getting arrested for drunk driving, causing an accident on an interstate highway, getting arrested for burglary? How many Republicans can survive something like that? Being a Democrat is never having to say you're sorry or never having to say you're guilty. The only thing that cost Katie Hill her career was her husband and the fact that she posed naked for those pictures on the wife swapping website. Now she's trying to blame other people for it. It's always somebody else's fault if you're a Democrat. Thanks for the call, Mary. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kemp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
If I were prosecuting this whistleblower, so-called, I would say, Your Honor, this whistleblower went to prep school, then he went to Yale University, and then he took graduate courses at Harvard University. I'd like to move for a directed verdict of guilty. He is definitely an open and gross snowflake, a lewd and lascivious pajama boy. And the judge would, of course, agree with me and throw him into the hole for 30 days. 30 days in the holes, in the hole. 844-500-4242. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie. We need an oversight committee to look after the oversight committee.
You know what? That's a very... That's a very good point, Rich. Who will guard the guards themselves? One of the most famous lines from Juvenal, the great Latin poet. Yes, an oversight of the oversight committee. A reform committee to oversee government reform committee. Thanks for the call, Rich. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
All right. Hey, I called Senator Susan Collins' office up today.
Yes.
And she said she was for the
inquiry, inquiry. Yes. I know she's very unreliable, isn't she, Luke? I mean, she did the right thing by Brett Kavanaugh, but what made it such a happy moment is it was so unexpected that she would do the right thing, right?
It's terrible. If you can't do that. Up here in Maine, we have ranked choice voting that we had somebody like Jared Golden who was unelected, and he's in charge.
I know he lost. Luke, people don't. I don't think people outside the second congressional district, even in the first congressional district of Maine, I don't think some of them understand. This guy Jared Golden lost the election in November, and yet he is still the congressman under this horrible ranked choice voting. And I go to the dump on the weekends, Luke, in Massachusetts, in my town. And they're these old ladies. They're older than Elizabeth Warren. They're getting signatures to put it on the ballot here in Massachusetts. It's such a terrible, terrible, quote unquote reform. The Democrats are trying to steal more elections. They stole four or five elections in California with this harvested voting. That's one of the reasons Katie Hill, I think, got elected. I'm not sure, but I think that may be one of the reasons, although she may have won by a little outside the margin of error. But they took out all these Republicans, including some Republicans of color in Orange County and San Diego County. And that's what they're using in they're using harvested voting. They're using ranked choice voting in places like Maine. Now they want to move it into other states. It's really horrible. I mean, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. You know, that used to be the motto, I guess it still is, of the Strategic Air Command that applies to the Republic as a whole. Eternal vigilance. These are people of unsleeping malevolence. They want to fundamentally transform the United States, and we can't let it happen. Thanks for the call, Luke. We don't have any time. No time left. 8445. This is the last opportunity to order Ratman and the Dirty Rats t-shirt. This is a $30 value. The Ratman is autographed, and you'll love the Dirty Rats t-shirt. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. You can get it's a $30 value for just $19.99. The special is over as of tonight or early tomorrow morning. Order now while supplies last. We're only selling 100 where they're almost all gone. I'm Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.